Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Kenya Moore is being made to choose between her new husband and her TV show Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh no! Sources close to the Bravo producer say that they only want Kenya, 46, to star if they can document her relationship with Mark Daly, 47, who Kenya has revealed has no interest in being on the show. Now, they just got married on June 10th after a wonderful six-month romance. The pair aren't even living together yet, but they are eager to start a family, and Kenya is already undergoing IVF treatments. Hey, she is 46. They both want to start a family right away. That's what she told People magazine recently. And Mark apparently wants nothing to do with the Real Housewives of Atlanta because he doesn't like how the reality show portrays black men, and you can't blame him for that one. Well, Kenya is fighting back, arguing that producers hired her and not her husband, and he is not even mentioned in her contract. All I can say is, I hope she's got a strong agent, because you know how those folks are going to want to have cameras up in her bedroom and everywhere else. Good luck with that one, girl. And speaking of reality TV, their fairy tale relationship came to an abrupt end in December, but singer turned reality television personality Tiny Harris has revealed she has been clashing with her estranged husband T.I. over who gets to spend time with their baby daughter. Now, the former Escape star confessed they've been arguing over how they're going to look after their 15-month-old daughter, Eris, since deciding to divorce at the end of 2016. She's also confessed that her relationship with T.I., whose real name is Clifford, by the way, is in a process. They are off and on. Sometimes they are me and Mister. And she says they're in and out. However, it's not all bad news. The singer insisted that co-parenting their combined 7 children has actually been pretty good on the whole, since she called time on their marriage after 6 years. And we always wish them luck, because you know you love that TV show. I did too, and I kind of miss all of that. And I am sending out some get well wishes to my colleague Maria Menounos. You know, she was co-anchor of E! News. She was forced to step down from her role after being diagnosed with a benign brain tumor. Well, on Monday, the 39-year-old revealed in an interview with People magazine that she's already undergone surgery to remove a golf ball-sized tumor, which was discovered back in February. Now, she said it's 99% gone. It was a 7-hour operation on June 8th, but she will be closely monitored to ensure it doesn't grow back. Unfortunately, it came as her mother is battling stage 4 brain cancer. Well, you know, Wednesday, People magazine revealed another snippet of their exclusive interview with Maria. This time revealed that she waited until just before her surgery to tell her mother about the diagnosis. I know she's gone through a lot of changes in her family, but I've got to tell you, Maria is one of the nicest people in our business, and our prayers and good wishes go out to you, girl. We are just so certain everything is going to work out for you over there. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.